She issued a staunch message Thursday, however, to those seeking to coerce changes in China's policies. He recalled China's imperial past and the ravages of colonial powers in its latter days, and warned no such attempts would be tolerated today. "We will never allow any foreign force to bully, oppress, or subjugate us," she said. "Anyone who would attempt to do so will find themselves on a collision course with a great wall of steel forged by over 1.4 billion Chinese people." The original Mandarin language version warned aggressors would face broken heads and bloodshed should they take on the nation and its people. To ensure China's physical defense, Xi has set out in recent years to reform the People's Liberation Army into a world-class military by the middle of this century. Mass investments have enabled China to pull ahead of the United States in certain fields, such as naval shipbuilding and defensive and offensive missile systems, developments that the Pentagon is keenly watching as it sets out to maintain its sizable lead in military might. Xi reiterated the necessity of accelerating China's military modernization during his centenary remarks delivered Thursday at Tiananmen Square. He called the People's Liberation Army a strong pillar for safeguarding our socialist country and preserving national dignity, and a powerful force for protecting peace in our region and beyond. "China will continue to firmly safeguard its national sovereignty, security, and development interests," Liu said. He also expressed hope that the United States will view China and China-U.S. relations in an objective and rational manner, keep up with the trend of the times, and replace its obsolete zero-sum thinking with rational and pragmatic policy toward China. Liu referred to discussions between Xi and President Joe Biden, who have recognized the need to maintain a working relationship despite their diverging views on major topics. Building on the telephone conversation between the two heads of state, Liu said China and the United States should work together to focus on cooperation, manage differences, bring China-U.S. relations back on the right track, and deliver greater benefit to the people of our two countries and the world.